First of all, Troy Riggs, our public safety director designate. First of all, welcome to Indianapolis. Glad to have you here.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the welcome.
Let me first ask you, if I were to call African Americans in Louisville and say, tell me about Troy Riggs, what's he all about? What do you think they tell me?
Well, I think they're going to tell you that I'm always open, mm-hmm. that I worked with them very well on reducing crime in the neighborhoods, that I believe that everyone should be treated fairly and be treated the same and be treated with respect. I grew up in a very poor area. I did not get that type of respect from law enforcement, quite frankly, and I've insisted on that any position I've been in. You'll also find out that the Louisville Defender, which is the African-American newspaper that I read weekly there, gave me an award that Ben Jealous was in Corpus Christi, and while he was there, they presented me with a President's Award for the diversity issues that we accomplished on the police department. And so it's very important. The LULAC, which is the League of United Latin American Citizens, they gave me a similar award as well. So I think you'll hear that I'm open, I'm fair, and I make decisions based on what's best for our citizens.
You talked about that you want your staff of public safety, not just the police officers, but firefighters, our animal control people, everyone, out more in the community. Does that also include maybe community groups that aren't as popular with the administration that are critics that you'd, you know, when you say community, it's not just the people that love you, but the people that have concerns?
That means everybody. My father taught me a long time ago that when you're in leadership, you go speak to everybody. Those that like what you're doing, those that may not like what you're doing, those that have concerns. But, you know, the one thing I've always learned is that as a director of public safety in this position, I work for everyone in the community. I will not turn down an invitation to come and speak to someone. I will be at the group and I will discuss anything as long as they want. I am very open like that and will continue to be here in Indianapolis.
You talked about diversity in Corpus Christi. Corpus Christi is a Hispanic majority city. Indianapolis is 28% African American, with double the number of African Americans than in Louisville, Jefferson County. We've got a situation where our fire department has great diversity despite merging with township, great diversity in leadership. IMPD is another case where we're losing veteran African-American officers, virtually no recruit classes. The level of diversity of the department is going down. How do you turn that around long term? The mayor has talked about that it might take 15 to 20 years. I don't know whether I want my granddaughter at the age of 40 to have finally get a police department that reflects this city. How are you going to deal with diversity?
Well, first of all, I think our departments need to reflect our city. Secondly, I had a conversation with Chief Height last night. We were talking about some of the breakdowns and demographics of the police department. I'm concerned about that, and Chief Height has a plan. We've been talking about that, and we have meetings scheduled in the future to do that. But at the end of the day, we want to do what's right and what's fair, and what, in my opinion, is fair is making sure that our police department, the fire department, all agencies represents our community in all levels of government.
You know how when people get named, everybody goes to YouTube, everybody goes to Google. They've done searches, and we've seen some things of some not-so-savory alleged behavior by police officers in Louisville. How would you address people in the community who have heard about some recent, within the last 8 or 9 years, incidences of alleged police brutality in your former department?
Well, I think that if you look in every one of those cases, our chief, Robert C. White, addressed each one of those quickly, effectively, and he was a strong disciplinarian. He held people accountable. You know, R.C. White, if I could just a moment to talk about him, African-American gentleman from Washington, D.C. He is my mentor. I'm here today in Indianapolis because of R.C. White. He took time to invest in me and to teach me some leadership skills that I will always, always be thankful for.
And he's now chief in Denver.
He's the chief of the Denver Police Department, and he's been very supportive of me throughout my career. He is the reason I'm here today, quite frankly.
We look forward to, you know, once you get settled, once you get the family here, having you come and talk directly to our African-American community, because you'll get an earful and maybe hear things, the good things that police and fire and animal control are doing and some of the shortcomings that they need to improve upon. We welcome you and welcome the opportunity.
Well, thank you. I look forward to being on your show.